So today we celebrate in a particular way, glorify God for the ministry of St. Michael, St. Gabriel, St. Raphael, and in fact, all of the angels. It is a good reminder for us, my brothers and sisters, that we celebrate this feast day because we can often become myopic in the way that we see the world and what is going on around us. But if you turn to the Acts of the Apostles, you see a whole new reality that has come upon the world through the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you see the angelic host now ministering, serving, accomplishing the mission with the church in extraordinary ways. Remember when Peter was in prison and the little kid goes to answer the door and says, it must be Peter's angel, it looks just like him. You know, they were having experiences of the presence of the heavenly host participating in the mission of the church. So often we can not look past our own hands and imagine that what we see is what is going on, and that alone. It is not so, my brothers and sisters. The armies of God are much greater than the ones that you can see here in this church today. Coming to this church building is a good reminder as we see the angels above each of the scenes, the earthly scene of the what's going on, and yet a reminder that there is a heavenly scene, a heavenly reality of other things that are happening that we do not perceive with our eyes. It's a feast day of hope, my brothers and sisters, of a great multitude that is for us and with us in this great commission that has been given to the church. And so today, we simply rejoice and celebrate, give thanks to God, knowing that one day we will see the complete reality of the great hosts of heaven that surround this place and that have been a part of our life all along. Amen.